India is holding elections for 543 Lok Sabha seats, and two phases have already been completed. Today, we will discuss the next three voting phases, which will be on 7th, 13th and 20th May. And they will cover parts of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, West Bengal and a lot of other states. The results will be declared after the vote counting on 4th June. This is among the largest and longest democratic exercises undertaken by the country. I'm Anugya Chitranj, the lead security analyst for South Asia at International SOS. Before I go into the security risks, our top line remains that a broader deterioration in the overall security environment is unlikely because the state and central authorities will swiftly contain any incidents of unrest. Additional security personnel have already been deployed to constituencies where the Election Commission foresees any possible attacks, violence, and instances of vote tampering. So voting in Jammu and Kashmir's Kashmir division, other than Anantnag district, will be on 13th and 20th May. So separatist militancy is a concern in these areas, and several counter-terrorism operations have been held in recent weeks and months. On voting day, one-off explosions or attacks targeting security personnel can take place, but heightened security should discourage large-scale attacks in urban centers. There are also districts which are at high risk of left-wing extremist or Naxal violence. These groups tend to call for bans to discourage voting and impede vehicular movement on polling days. Low-level explosions and attempts of voter intimidation are also likely around polling booths. Some of the impacted districts which are going to vote are Aluri Sitarama Raju in Andhra Pradesh, Lakhisarai in Bihar, Kalahandi, Kandhamal and Malkangiri in Odisha, and Bhadradri Kothagudem in Telangana. Then you have West Bengal, which is already prone to communal and political unrest during the election period. And there are districts where political unrest is highly likely due to the intense competition between the Trinamool Congress, which is the state ruling party, and the Bharatiya Janata Party. So such incidents are more likely in rural constituencies where the BJP has made inroads. This includes Habra, Hooghly, Malda, Murshidabad, and North 24 Parganas. Violence can increase in the coming phases because political parties assess their performance and then attempt to mobilize support. So armed clashes are likely around polling booths, and the groups usually tend to use homemade and crude bombs and brick bats. Communal tensions are also heightened in small towns and rural districts or old city areas of urban centers. This can include Ahmedabad and Vadodara in Gujarat, Bijapur, Dharwad and Uttar Kannada in Karnataka, Bhopal, Indore, Ratlam in Madhya Pradesh, Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar and Nashik in Maharashtra, Bareilly in Uttar Pradesh, and Howrah and Hooghly districts in West Bengal. Any rumor or communally inflammatory speech can spread unverified through social media, and this tends to heighten tensions at that point. However, widespread violence remains unlikely because, again, the security forces tend to control these incidents. International SOS continues to track the election cycle, and the team issues regular alerts on the developments. For updates on the situation, please refer to the India Country page on our website or connect with our assistance center for a comprehensive briefing.